Yeah, they made some adjustments against our zone, and we came out a little bit of lack of discipline by a couple guys, got some fouls early, gave up some layups. It really cost us. But credit Central Florida. I mean, they did a great job attacking it. We went man, and that's when Taylor really started getting fouled a lot. But our offense struggled too. I mean, I thought we got really good shots still. I mean, really good shots in the second half. We just missed a bunch. Our crowd was unbelievable. I'll tell you what, thank you so much for everybody who came. It was electric, fun, exciting. Proud to be a Redbird in that environment, and obviously we were pretty darn close.
2 for 11 shooting from three in the second half, and I thought we had 5 or 6 wide open looks. One time down, we missed back-to-back. I think Paris Lee missed one and Tony Wills missed one. They were almost uncontested shots we've been making all year.
Yeah, wide open ones, and those were kind of some of the shots we talked about. We knew we'd have to make some threes against this team with their length and even some shots around the basket. You know, he makes you kind of throw some up without the same balance you may have in other ways. You know, he only had one block, but he impacts the game. But our defense, you know, they shot 39%. To start the second half, they really lit us up, but then we settled in and started guarding. Taylor's really good at getting fouled. I mean, he throws his body into you, and he gets the calls. And but again, just a hard, I tell you what, it's sad. It's sad. It's tough to know I'm not going to coach that team again. A lot of guys in there that fought and did so much for this program, and again, our crowd was awesome.
It is the nature of college basketball, Dan, when you play in postseason tournaments, you either win the tournament or you finish with a lot of disappointment. You've had a great season, and it has to end like this, but this is the way it works for almost every team.
Well, we've had an unbelievable season, and we've talked about all the great things we've done. I don't need to go through those, but this group's been so fun to coach. The hardest thing for me is to know I'm not going to coach that group again. Paris Lee, Tony Wills, Deontay Hawkins, seniors, our managers, Dan, Joel, and Keith. I mean, it's just been so blessed to be a part of this program, number one, in that group. They played their hearts out. We made some mistakes there, of course, throughout the game and at the end. But, again, our crowd was unbelievable, and we had it right there. You know, Mikhail makes those two huge free throws, pressure, a lot of pressure on those. But credit them for coming back and making a play.
I thought we really had him defensively where we wanted. We had B.J. Taylor flying down the far sideline closest to your bench and got the call right. I looked from here like he maybe tripped or lost his balance.
It's a tough one. You know, that's a call that, he's good at getting fouled. You know, we know that. He really just drives and throws his body into you. And thought he got in some of the transition opportunities, I thought he did the same thing, and they just call fouls. But he made a great play. He pretty much did the only thing he could do.
And you kind of wonder, what if McIntosh had gotten out of the way? He would have had to throw up something a little out of control.
Well, it would have been a miraculous shot if he would have made it. But that's not what happened, unfortunately. Again, our crowd was great trying to get him to miss, but he doesn't miss all night on those free throws. He played the full 40 minutes as well as Williams. Williams made some unbelievable shots and bombs. Really that three hit to cut it to two, I believe, in the second half, got them going and got the lead. And that's in a stretch. We missed some shots that were pretty good shots. Phil Fain with some huge free throws throughout the night. A lot of guys did a lot of really good things. But 1 point short.
You rebounded well with them in the first half, but that changed in the second half as well, especially getting defensive rebounds.
Yeah, I mean, some of those balls bounce so high, and there's nothing, literally nothing you can do when falls in there. Yeah. You're boxing him out, you're trying, but he's 300 pounds. If you don't move him out of the way, it bounces up real high, he gets them. We didn't force enough turnovers in the second half. They had 10, only 5 in the second half. One was that late jump ball, which was a great execution by the guys. But he had 5, and maybe 4 or 5 of them were in the second half.
They did a nice job defensively in the second half, taking away Deontay Hawkins.
They did. He got some shots in the zone and had some open looks also. You know, Paris had some open looks. Guys executed pretty well. We know we go through times where we don't make some shots. We've done that every year, and our defense has been there to save us. And it was again tonight down the stretch. We were just one play and 1 second away from winning the game. Or you look at these numbers, 39% from the field for them, and force 15 turnovers and do some really good things. But we go through stretches sometimes. We miss some shots. But, again, I thought they were really good ones. Go back and watch the film at some point. But what can you say?
Well, it's tough. And you mentioned, Dan, you've had so much fun coaching this team and probably no less fun than we've had watching them. And so many people here at Redbird Arena have had watching them. They've accomplished many things that no other Redbird team has ever accomplished. But to me, it goes beyond that. I don't know. It's just the personal makeup of this team. They're such wonderful guys, fun for us to be around. And that's what makes this so tough to digest.
It does. It does. It's a numb feeling, I can tell you that. Very sad. It's a very sad feeling for me. It's because of all the things you just said, Dick, and the support they've gotten, and watching some of these guys grow up in Redbird uniforms together, and some new guys come in and, you know, jump right into the family. And it's very hard. It's very hard. The ends of all years are hard. But some are harder than others.
Yeah.
And when you're so close to continuing to do something that would be historic and special, which we obviously were, and to lose in that fashion, you know, that's obviously very emotional too. But just credit to those guys in that locker room and what they've done and fought through adversity and injury and tough games and a lot of things. But, again, thank you so much to the crowd all year, but tonight it was electric, and administration does a great job, but it's just sad.
Big picture, 28-7, 17-1 in the league. As we look back, we'll look back on a wonderful season.
Well, and that's the thing. The pain subsides. I mean, it doesn't go away right away, but it gets a little less for all of us.
Yeah.
And when we look back at this season, we're going to look back at it with a lot of joy.
No, we are. We are, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And you're right. The pain and sadness goes away eventually, and you get to reflect and appreciate all the things that we've done together and the players have done, actually. And but unfortunately, that's not tonight.
Right. I got to tell you, Coach, before the first game next year, I'll be over it. I'll be ready to go.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it. Good. Hopefully I will be, too.
Well, a wonderful season, Dan. Congratulations on being a big part of it. And we look forward already to next year.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach.